Maybe this morning, I took a course this morning, and the tutor showed a video to us and asked us to copy as much words as possible, because words are moving very quickly. So the thing she wanted to present is to we have to read very fast to get the meaning. Sometimes we read slowly, but we cannot get the meaning. So we read fast, and we may have a better understanding of the passage.
That's a very recent learning experience. Let's go back a little bit to, say, senior secondary school when you're studying for A-level. Anything happen, or were there some activities that made learning English interesting?
I guess no. Because we are so busy doing the past papers, we spend most of the time on exercise, on the past paper, so we didn't learn much during the 2 years. We did a lot of practice, I would say, but not a lot of learning.
So that not being a memorable experience, and you are now studying to become an English teacher, is there something that you might change that would make it a memorable experience for future students?
I think I will make my lessons more interesting, because I think students' enjoyment is also important in their learning, because it is their motivation to learn. If they do not like the subject, they would not spend time on it, and they do not enjoy, and they can't get very good results.
Do you like English?
Yes.
So that's why you chose to be an English teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to reading experience. Do you have some memorable English language reading experiences?
I read a book in my secondary school. It's called Holes. Actually, it's for my reading exam, but then my teacher showed us the movie, because he's afraid we may fail the test, because not all of us have read the book. But I read it, and I read the movie afterwards, and I found reading is quite different from watching movie, because I think a reading book is more enjoyable, because the author will write something the movie cannot show, and you can only read from the book and understand what the author want to present.
And how about the result that you had in the A-level exams? Were you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. Yeah.
Okay. What advice would you give to current learners of English who are trying to finish off senior secondary school?
My advice would be, I would recommend them to do more grammar exercise, because I think the examination is mainly focused on grammar, because if you have very strong grammar background, you can perform very well.